Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
Build a life that is true to who you are. This is a post that I had on my feed not that long ago, and I got a lot of likes and comments, and people messaged me about it. And the kind of sad thing about the fact that people are actually messaging me about it is the fact they're asking me what it really means. And the reason why I think it's somewhat sad is because that means that there's a ton of people that not only don't necessarily like their job or what they do, but they also don't really know themselves enough to say, you know what, this is it. I'm going to stop working for a company or a job that I don't necessarily like or believe in, and I'm going to move on to doing something that I really am passionate about, that I like doing, that I can wake up in the morning and be proud and happy to be doing it every single day. So for this reason, I wanted to really make this post to talk about what it means to build a life that is true to who you are as a person. And it really starts from assessing what your life has been like up to this point. So let's say if you are in your mid-20s or early 30s or even early 40s or even older, really. Think about the things that you've done in your life that made you smile when you did them, you know? For example, I know that I really, really enjoyed helping people, teaching and giving value to people that want to know a specific thing. In this case, right now, it's business, right? I do business coaching and consulting, and I also have a digital marketing agency, but especially with my Deniero B and the Remote CEO project that I'm working on, it's all about creating value and helping people achieve great things in life. And I already knew, because when I was younger, I remember helping my teachers, you know, teach specific classes when I was younger. I was one of the only people that knew two languages back then and was able to teach classes with my teachers. And I thought it was super cool to do that, you know. I thought it was super cool that I would teach things to people and then people come back to me and ask me more questions. So I had this in the back of my mind for the longest time. And then I also knew that I liked podcasting because I had a very cool podcast for electronic music back in the day, and I had a lot of fun doing that. And I, of course, also knew that I liked to work on my own. That was huge as well. I never really enjoyed working for someone else in an office and having to dress up a certain way to impress people and all that stuff. So I had all these ideas, but of course, you know, these were not ideas to build, you know, a business or even a business plan with, right? So these were all things that I knew I enjoyed when I was younger. And I wanted to make sure to sit down, pen in hand, and write down really what would, you know, a amazing life, the perfect life look for me. And by the way, I also forgot to mention that I really enjoyed traveling and being, you know, independent from a location. So when I sat down, pen in hand, trying to design my perfect life, I took all these different aspects into account. And that was amazing because as long as I had the ingredients, I was going to be able to build an amazing recipe for my life. So I want you to do that. Instead of sitting down and saying, I want to make a ton of money, let me find out what's the easiest way to make money. You know, first off, it's just not really easy way to make money. Money is always, you know, there when you provide value. So if you always look for the shortcut to get money, you know, you're probably going to get it once or twice, but it's not going to be a sustainable way to make money. So you always want to make sure that you're providing value. So with that said, what is the way that I can still wake up in the morning and do things that I really love doing, and at the same time provide value for enough people to make a living off of it? And so that's what I mean by build a life that is true to who you are. You can make money and be happy at the same time if only you take time to do this self-assessment and find out, all right, what do I like? What do I have enjoyed doing in my past, you know, in the past? What have I done in the past that really made me wake up in the morning with a smile on my face? How can I incorporate that type of feeling in my everyday life? So here I am making content on a Sunday, you know, helping people and teaching during the week and consulting and coaching. It's something that, again, I loved doing. And there's so many other things that I still do every single day that I only do them because it makes me happy. And it still makes me money, because you're watching this video right now. If you're gonna look for a coach in the next, you know, year or 2 or 3 years, probably you're gonna come to me if you like what I do. And that's what has been happening for so long. I've had, you know, the opportunity to teach my strategies, my business strategies, as well as my productivity ones, to a ton of people across all different countries. And it's all about creating value while having a good time. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.